Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
We are feeling the pressure because we don't want to be Iowa, number one. Number two, you know, being the most diverse state that looks more like what the United States does, we want to make sure that we can capture, you know, everybody's feelings and everybody's preferences.
In Las Vegas, Ruben Murillo is his caucus location's precinct chair next Saturday. But Nevada's first experiment with early in-person caucusing started this weekend and goes through tomorrow.
I was very encouraged by the fact that 12,000 people on the first day voted and they stood in lines for up to 3 to 4 hours.
The precinct chair supervises voting for the party. Precinct captains volunteer to report numbers to the campaigns to compare with the party's results. Paul Kleeman, a Las Vegas precinct captain for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, says the early option increases access.
Las Vegas in particular is a service industry town, and we are 24 hours. And many of our residents work in casinos. It is an avenue for people who work on the strip or work in our local bars and restaurants to be able to get to let their voice be heard.
To caucus early, voters fill out paper ballots with their top three choices. Harry Reid, former Senate Majority Leader from Nevada, hasn't endorsed anyone and wrote uncommitted three times on Saturday. Sanders leads in the latest Nevada poll of likely Democratic caucusgoers by the Las Vegas Review-Journal and data gatherer WPA Intelligence. This weekend, former Vice President Joe Biden criticized Sanders and his supporters for alleged, quote, vicious attacks, unquote, towards members of the Nevada Culinary Workers Union Local 226 who oppose Medicare for All. Treasurer Secretary Gioconda Argueo-Klein said her home address was published online and she received threatening messages and phone calls. Biden took the opportunity to tout his approach.
160 million people who have busted their neck, walked down picket lines, gave up pay, took hits in order to get significant health care available, you get to keep it under my plan. You don't have to give it up.
A Sanders spokesperson repeated the senator's previous public disavowal, saying people who make personal attacks are not part of his movement. Steyer, in fourth place in the Review Journal poll, ran the first two negative ads by a Democratic candidate against their rivals. The first hit Sanders for Medicare for All, advocating a public option on top of the existing Affordable Care Act. The second faulted Biden as a, quote, insider, unquote, and Buttigieg as a, quote, inexperienced newcomer, unquote. At this weekend's Clark County Democratic Party dinner, Sanders cited a study just published by influential medical journal The Lancet. The peer-reviewed article says single-payer universal health care would save more than $450 billion annually.
The article points out that Medicare for All will save some 68,000 lives every year, people who now die because they don't get to a doctor when they should.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.